Coming to you on some serious tape delay via a podcast near you. From that hockey hotbed of San Jose, California, it's Dudes on Hockey.
He is now accepting callers. He is calling me Dude.
And now, your hosts, Mike and Doug.
What up, Sharks fans? Welcome to episode 10 of Dudes on Hockey. I'm Mike, that's Doug,
and we are what up?
We are here almost literally burning the midnight oil to bring you all some hockey entertainment in the middle of summer. It's a warm California night, and we're sitting here talking hockey in the middle of August. So
that's right. It's not like we've got a ton to talk about. I almost wish that Brett Favre wanted to be traded again to maybe the Washington Capitals. Yeah, we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're finding stuff.
We found a few things to talk about this week. You know, we're taking an email later in the show, but first of all, we have to comment on the recent news that Jeff Friesen is back in our collective lives. He is reportedly skating in the captain's ice, which I don't really understand what that is. Do you know what this captain's ice thing even is? What is that?
I think it's like at the ice center, right, where Marlowe's just having an informal practice. It's not allowed to be run by anyone on the Sharks staff. So, you know, Marlowe's evidently putting them through very informal workout. I read that Matt Carl's there. Owen Nolan's there.
Right. Yeah.
Jeff Friesen is there.
Brad Stewart's
there.
That's what I heard.
Well, you know, so, what is Jim Kite going to show up soon?
Oh man, Sean Hines.
Sean Cronin.
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about Friesen because it's sort of come up. It's been now the rumors out there for everyone to read that he might get a tryout with the Sharks. He's only 32 years old. He's not, it's not like he's Julio Franco here.
But, or Chris Chelios.
That's exactly right. So, you know, I have my own opinion on this, but I'll let you weigh in first. So what do you think about this idea, at least the idea of bringing him to camp and seeing what happens?
I'm thinking of one of our favorite movies, Mike, Young Frankenstein, and the words that come to mind are "Friesen bad." This is not a good idea. Why do we need Jeff Friesen when we've got the Sharks have so much depth and so many interesting forward prospects to take a look at in camp, and you're going to throw Jeff Friesen out there? I don't get it. I mean, I guess the only thing that makes sense to me is that this is a courtesy from Doug Wilson to Jeff Friesen to give him the opportunity to play in a few exhibition games and give some of the other guys a break, and they have no intention of keeping him. And unless he wanted to play on an AHL deal.
Yeah, but you know,
he did it last year.
He played 5 games in the AHL last year.
He had 5 points in those 5 games.
And was released. I mean, I like Jeff Friesen in terms of he's an important part of Sharks history.
He is. But his last 123 NHL games since 2005, Mike, he has 23 points.
Ouch.
Now, this is a guy who used to be a top line guy on the Sharks. He's right. Not, and he doesn't have the skill set to be a checking line or a fourth line guy.
He doesn't have the size.
He's not gonna be on the roster.
Right. I hate to break it to Sharks fans, but 2 years ago he was with the Calgary Flames, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here when I say he was probably the worst regular NHL player of that entire season.
12 points.
12 points in 70-something games. I mean, as a guy who doesn't hit, doesn't fight, you know, that's the very definition of a guy who shouldn't be on an NHL roster.
I don't want to slight Jeff Friesen, but it's not like he was ever a dominant player. I mean, we're talking
right.
His best season was 63 points,
mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. he doesn't add anything but maybe a little bit of nostalgia to the locker room, and he's not going to be here in October.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's a PR move by the Sharks. I don't think it really does the Sharks organization a service. I don't really think it does Jeff Friesen a service. I mean, they're basically trotting him out as a show pony. I mean, that's what that is. I mean, like you said, there's plenty of guys in the minors that have, you know, could very well take that job and probably are better suited to it. So why would you bring a guy like that in? We'll see how that plays out. You know, maybe it's just, you know, trying to drum up a little bit of buzz before camp opens and things like that. You know, maybe the guy finally got his head on straight and said, hey, maybe I'm not too good for an AHL deal. Because, I mean, at least that's the way I sort of took it. He didn't want to play in the AHL. He thought he was an NHL caliber player, and whoops, he found out that wasn't so true anymore.
This just in, Mike. Kelly Kissio just is coming to captain's ice.
Yeah, Mark Pavlich coming back to the Sharks. Yeah, well, you know, we'll see how the Jeff Friesen thing turns out. I think it's a bad idea. You think it's a bad idea. I know there's some fans out there that feel a lot of sentimental value for Friesen, but I just don't see it. You know,
had to get someone to take Matt Carl's spot at the Sharks store signing.
Maybe that's right. Maybe they needed an even number. All right, so that's enough for Friesen. Let's go to the email. We got an email from our buddy Jeremy, and he says, dudes, we've heard that you've had season tickets to the Sharks, which is true. Three-part question. One, what two or three games are you most looking forward to this season? Two, do the wives get to go too? And three, what happens when both of you call dibs to the same game? I'm hoping the Sharks trivia is not used to settle who gets to go, because there's clearly no winners there.
Ouch.
Keep up the adequate work, Jeremy. Awesome. Okay, so let's do these questions in order. So what two or three games are you most looking forward to? I have a list here.
I'm really looking forward to the St. Louis Blues on December 13th.
Yeah, of course. Yes, we are totally in concert on that.
I mean, there's some that are obvious, like opening night against the Ducks.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be top of the list. What's another one you've got, Mike?
Well, I have Pens and Wings back-to-back at home in October.
It's going to be awesome.
It's been talked about, you know. Seeing Crosby and Malkin would be awesome. You know, the Wings rivalry is definitely in full swing with the Sharks. Everybody hates the Wings, especially since there's so many Wings fans that managed to show up for all those games. Actually, the very month after that, I have the Hawks, which would be the homecoming of Brian Campbell.
I've got that game down, too, for sure.
And I think the Capitals are right before that, so I don't remember seeing AO. He wasn't here last year, was he? Mm-mm. So seeing Ovechkin, that's a pretty good couple.
Those are all good. I definitely have the Leafs game down, just because the return of Ron Wilson and the return of Mark Bell.
That's true. Not in handcuffs this time either. Amen. Okay, so maybe we should explain to the listeners how we deal with our season tickets. I know everybody has their own strategy for...
Well, we have two seats.
And
so we go together to probably 80% of the games.
Right. And there are our own seats. So I have my seat and Doug has his, even though they're technically both under Doug's name. And when I can't go, I usually just give Doug dibs on the ticket. And if he wants to take his wife, fine. If he wants to take somebody else, fine. You know,
how many times would you say your wife goes to the games each year?
Two or three times a year, maybe.
Yeah, it's probably the same for mine.
And she likes to go, and I have plenty of friends that like to go. And
what's your wife's favorite part about going, do you think?
I think she likes the fights, actually.
I think my wife secretly likes the fights, too. She does. I think she does. Because I know when we come home from the games, sometimes she'll be like, hey, that was a great game. She'll watch sometimes and be like, yeah, that was great. She goes, hey, that was... pretty good fight. Like, yeah,
my wife doesn't usually watch the games on television, but when we go, she definitely gets into the excitement of, you know, a big hit or a fight or something like that. And, and she has a thing for Chi-Chu, so my wife likes Chi-Chu.
Oh,
so likes she likes the Cheech.
She won't be upset when he's in Nashville.
Oh, please. Uh-oh. Yeah, she has a Chi-Chu jersey even.
She does.
Yeah.
We have the no-name jersey because, you know, actually, if for those of you who don't know, when Mike gets a jersey of a player on the back, it usually gets traded.
Yeah, I had a Carl jersey.
Someone get a McLaren jersey on his back.
Funny story, I actually took a seam ripper to the Carl jersey for a little while to see if I could get the numbers off. And the thing is, there's like, it's like double stitched, triple stitched. It would literally take me about 20 hours to get the stupid numbers off that thing. So I just like,
come by Mike's house this weekend and watch him light it on fire.
I don't know what I'm
You could take it to the captain's ice, probably.
I could, yeah.
Jeff Friesen might need it.
Might need it as a practice jersey.
Hey, you can come to Captain's Ice, but we're not giving you any equipment.
Yeah, but in terms of the dibs thing, usually, I mean, how many times did it happen where we've actually requested a game from one another? Maybe a couple of times?
Sometimes, you know, we have a friend who's a specific fan of a team that we, you know, I don't think we've ever come to blows over a game.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, division games, and I'm not giving those up, especially like a Ducks game or anything like that, unless there's, you know, a very good occasion for it. But it's like, I'm seeing every Ducks game this season.
We're pretty much regulars, so yeah. it takes a strong act of force of nature to keep us out of the tank. So, good question.
Thanks, JT.
Ducks suck.
Ducks suck, and thanks for your sarcastic email.
Jerk.
Keep them coming. Actually, we like the sarcastic emails. You can send them to questions@dudesonhockey.com. All right, so next segment, we're going to actually copy another thing that I've seen in the blogosphere. As some of you may or may not know, I read an inordinate number of hockey blogs, some of which are almost worthless, some of which are very, very good, including ours, sharks.hockeyanalysis.com.
Nice.
Good plug.
Nice. Way to get that in there.
Thanks.
Our hits just went up to 2.
Yeah. Hey, 3, excuse me. But one feature that's been on the Puck Daddy blog, which is actually pretty entertaining on Yahoo, is the guy who runs the blog has been asking various and sundry people around, either in the league and some people, not even hockey writers, a list of 5 things that they would change about the NHL. And we've seen tons of things, you know, some funny and some, you know, minor rules changes. You know, there's the inevitable call the obstruction rules correctly, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's an interesting question. We're in the off season. It's the time to ponder and think about what the NHL could become. And, you know, so what's your list? I have my list of 5 things that I think the NHL can improve on, and some big, some small. I can get it started off. You know, the goalie pads thing is coming around. I got to say smaller pads. You know, smaller pads, you look at the 80s, and those pads were a lot smaller than they were today. And I don't, you know, the men are bigger today, but, you know, maybe I'm the first one to call for a scientific study that indicates how safe is safe and how thick the pads need to be safe. And that should be the size of the pads, you know? And if you're too big of a man to wear those pads, well, you know, life sucks. Get a helmet. You know, maybe you can't play in the NHL as a goalie. That's just too bad. Just like, you know, I'm under 6 feet tall. I'm never going to be a frontline blocker for the U.S. volleyball team. You know, life sucks. So
and
if
you don't look good in a bikini.
I don't. At least not anymore. But so that's one of mine. Smaller pads. I think that'll help, you know, in terms of scoring. And I think, you know, people have gotten, they use it as a crutch. Goalies use it as a crutch.
So, all right. I'm going to say put Toronto back in the Western Conference.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Because that is absolutely geographically brutal on them. And also, it completely waters down the competition for next year. So I would say, please put the Maple Leafs back in the Campbell Conference.
In the Campbell Conference? Yeah. Obviously, right. Harkening back to the memorable series between the Sharks
great
and Toronto.
Series. That great, great series. But absolutely.
That's completely original. I haven't heard a single person advocate that. So my hat is off to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, dude.
Okay, so keep going. What's your number two then?
One thing that really pisses me off every year, they've got to get rid of the scheduling flaw where the visiting team is in the home city. Let's say Calgary comes to San Jose and the game's on a Friday night, and Calgary flies into San Jose on a Thursday, and the Sharks are playing in Dallas on Thursday, and then they fly in for the game on Friday. Mm-hmm. That is messed up.
Yeah.
Then the advantage of the home team is completely lost. They've got to find a way to fix that. The whole point of being the home team is that you have the advantage, and instead Calgary's been hanging out at Original Joe's and, you know, hanging out, you know, just chilling, waiting for the Sharks to take their 3-hour flight back from Dallas and be tired. So they have the advantage. They've got to fix that, Mike.
That's interesting. I actually have my number two is something sort of similar. I want to see the home whites again. White jerseys at home to me make sense. It's when I first started watching hockey, it's just, that's just the way it works, guys. You know, it's just, where are the white jerseys at home?
Home whites.
Home whites. That's what it's all about. You got to bring them back. It goes without saying. Okay, so I'll go on to my next one, which is a little bit more business aspect. Talk about revenue sharing a little bit. Of all the 4 major sports, if you want to consider hockey one of the 4 major sports, which is probably not.
It is.
Hockey has by far the lowest amount of revenue sharing of any of the four. And I think it, I've heard some people advocate for less revenue sharing. I advocate for more. When you're talking, and I think the team, the visiting team should get some portion of the gate receipts. If you're playing in a place like Toronto and they can charge as much money as they charge for receipts, I don't necessarily think Toronto is the only team that should reap that benefit. If you're playing Crosby, you're telling me people aren't going to that game to see Crosby. The Penguins should get some of that money. So how much that percentage is, I know that's what happens in the NFL. The NFL is 60-40, actually. A home team gets 60% of all the receipts, and the away team gets 40%. So it's almost even. I don't know if we should go that far, but you know, let's get some revenue sharing in there, and that'll help some of the lesser teams in smaller markets.
So if it's like Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Arizona Cardinals, it's lose-lose.
Right. Then you both get, you split the buck 50 on the back of...
So they're splitting 60 bones.
On the back of the station wagon, just chop it up right there.
All right. My third thing is, I think that the NHL should institute a summer league like NBA.
Wow. That's another good one. Totally original.
Bring in the summer league, put it in Vegas, just like NBA.
God, that'd be awesome.
And then we'd have something to talk about. But it's right after the draft, just like the NBA, follow their model, take the prospects, and then some of the other minor league prospects. There should be some rule about what, and some undrafted free agents play a, you know, 10-game schedule, running clock, you know, maybe some stricter rules about, you know, something, you know, and to ensure less injury, and let them play.
Dude, you are my hero. That is an awesome idea.
Yeah, you ready for number four?
Yeah, I totally am.
I think there needs to be like baseball. So we're picking some things from some sports that we like.
As we should.
Baseball 40-man roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be on the 40-man roster. I'm not sure of all the rules. I'm saying for the NHL, they need to have a 40-man roster. And if you're not on the...
4-0,
okay,
40.
Now, this doesn't mean that you have to be up in the big leagues. This means that every NHL team has a 40-man roster of players that would be eligible to qualify for being on a playoff roster. And if you're not on an NHL, any NHL team's play 40-man roster by November 1st, you cannot play in the playoffs. This would prevent Niedermeyer.
This is the Niedermeyer rule. I see this.
Forsberg. This would prevent what Joe Sakic might be up to this year. This could prevent what Matt Sundin might be up to this year. If you have not signed with any team in the NHL by November 1st and you're not on their 40-man roster, you can't play in the playoffs.
That's a cool rule. I like that. You know, I like you, I am vaguely incensed about this idea of players sort of coming back in the spring and ready for the playoffs. There just seems something wrong about that. I don't know. I mean, I know those guys, you know, they're old and they can do whatever they want, but still, it seems like it's sort of against the idea of what the season should be.
You don't see that happen in any other sport. Roger Clemens has pulled that in baseball, and he's the only one. Doesn't happen in the NFL, doesn't happen in the NBA.
Right.
Okay. They got to stop it.
Okay, I'm going to go on. My number four is a pet peeve of mine. It's a little bit of a compromise. You know, we have the trapezoid with the goalies. Goalies can play the puck in the trapezoid, but now goalies can play the puck outside the trapezoid. But if they do, they can get rung up just like every other player on the ice. I just think it's so lame. They have the most padding of anybody and you can't hit them. You gotta treat them as if they're, you know, they're made of gold or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if I really had my druthers, it'd be like goalies are completely, you know, open season anywhere outside the crease. But, you know, I'll keep it a little interesting here. You know, Brodeur wants to go and play in the corner. Hey, look out. There's Jody Shelley coming to take a piece of him, you know?
Olé.
And my last one is I want to do away with the forward pass in hockey. I think the 1930s was the golden age, and no more forward passing. So I just want to end it with that. I think that makes a lot of sense.
That's a tough one to follow, Mike. My final one is I think that we've got to find a way, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but it seems like in the last two off seasons, some NHL veteran players have really struggled to find work. Last year it was Brent Sopel and players like that. Mm-hmm. And this year, like reading that Brian Berard has to go on a tryout to the Philadelphia Flyers. I mean, this guy's not a joke.
No.
I mean, last year he had, you know, 22 points on a terrible team. He's had 47 points as, you know, early as like three seasons ago. He's not washed up. I mean, sure, he's not like a great player.
He's
anymore.
Only got one eye.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, Brent Sopel obviously isn't washed up. He got like a 3-year extension after that. But, you know, people don't want to pay some of these middle veteran players. You know, mm-hmm. This is what happened to Danny Markov. I mean, he got totally iced out and he ended up going overseas. You know, Malik is available. There's some other...
Malik is still unsigned.
He's still unsigned because there's something going on where, you know, the market is completely dried up, like Cliff Fletcher's prunes.
Had to get that in there.
And you know, and this isn't, you know, when I saw that, this is not a good sign for the Sharks trying to trade Kyle McLaren right now.
True. He falls into this sort of shrinking middle class.
If there's no market for Brian Berard, there's no market for Kyle McLaren's $2.5 million right now. And that's probably why we haven't seen anything happen. No one's interested.
Food for thought. Okay, well, I know this is something you wanted to talk about. I gotta pitch you the softball because you want to rant about this Gomez thing. I'm just going to let you have at it. I'm just going to let you go. Just do your thing.
Dude, what reading on, you know, certain rumor sites that
that shall rename nameless,
you know, this whole Matt Sundin garbage has got us, you know, all bored to tears, and you know, we even get the chills even trying to consider talking about it. We've done a pretty good job of not talking about it at all.
Yes.
But now hearing, you know, oh, Sundin's going to go to the Rangers and the Rangers are willing to trade Scott Gomez in order to get like 1 year of Matt Sundin. If you're Scott Gomez right now, and this even has like a fart's whistle of truth, how pissed off would you be that, you know, his big free agent year, he picks the Rangers, they sign him to a great deal, and now they're thinking about shipping him to Vancouver?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, he's got a very limited no trade clause. He gets to pick three teams he won't go to.
Okay.
Every offseason, at least that's what
I actually, you know, he's from Alaska and Vancouver. I mean, I know he played actually in Alaska during the lockout. Actually, for Scott Gomez, for that particular destination, it may not be the worst, but you're right. I mean, why would you get a guy for $10 million for 1 year when you got a guy like Gomez for 5 years?
Because it's Broadway, baby. Big lights, musicals, and Swedish men.
Oh, on that note, that does it for this Swedish men and musicals. I think it's time to end the show.
Thanks. Someone take me to a Mamma Mia screening right now.
Okay, maybe later. Thanks for listening to Dudes on Hockey. We'll be back again next week. Same time, same place. Sharks. You can find us on the web at sharks.hockeyanalysis.com. Thanks for listening.
Jody Shelley, I can't let you go. My, how my fist missed you.
Hate the show? Want to get your questions on the air? Email questions at dudesonhockey.com. Dudes on Hockey is not affiliated with the San Jose Sharks organization or the National Hockey League.